My name is Alia Mahmoud, and I'm the director of the Microsoft Innovation Center in Tunis, in Tunisia. Tunisia is a very special place. It's been a very interesting time to be there. Since 2011, the Arab Spring, which was sparked in Tunisia, a revolution that overthrew our dictator that we had had for 23 years. So it sparked kind of revolutionary movements across the region. And we are also the first country to really go through that transition from autocracy to democracy and writing a new constitution and building a new parliament and having just these lots of first-time experiments in what it means to be a new democracy. So at the Microsoft Innovation Center, I've been working now there for, like I said, 2.5 years. I'm also with Microsoft working on citizenship. So I work with lots of different communities. And I work with startups, I work with students, I work with developers, and we also work a lot with civil society, NGOs, and lots of different kinds of partners, public sector, private sector, university, and civil society. So I'm born and raised in New York City. I'm one of the weird breeds of Manhattanites that were born and raised in Manhattan. We do exist. And I'm half Tunisian, so my father's Tunisian, my mother's American. So I grew up spending summers in Tunisia, visiting family. I have a really big family in Tunisia. Also grew up speaking pretty much the local dialect, or local Tunisian dialect, Arabic dialect with my dad growing up. Learned French in school, and did all of my studies and lived in the States basically my whole life. I, you know, traveled a little bit. And I was doing my master's at New York University, and I was already very interested in entrepreneurship. And I was also doing my thesis on the role of entrepreneurship in like post-conflict countries and transitioning economies when the revolution happened. So that kind of was like some, you know, spark went off in my head, and I was like, Tunisia, wow, this is interesting. I want to know what's going on. I want to see and understand why this revolution happened. And I just had this like draw to go to Tunisia. And so I graduated, and like 2 days later I was on a plane. I'm based at the MIC, but I also move around a lot. So I don't have like a stable fixed office. In a day, I can be in 5 or 6 different places in one day. And that's like very typical. So I'll go to the Innovation Center in the morning, kind of see that everything's going okay. Often we have trainings, we have workshops, we have events. So kind of make sure everything is set up. Whether that event is for a Microsoft partner, whether it's a training for startups, whether it's a dev camp. So try and just make sure everything is under control. And then I'll just be kind of running around all day, meeting to meeting with different communities. So the typical day is very busy and very unpredictable, because most of the time I'm not sitting at a desk, which is one thing I love the most about what I do. The MIC in Tunisia, we're not focused on a specific vertical, but we do focus on technology, and we try to identify the most innovative startups. I think our program has been focused on startups for a long time, so since 2008, pretty much. I think the Microsoft Innovation Center was talking about startups in Tunisia before anybody really knew what startup meant in Tunisia. And we've evolved in the sense that when we first started working with startups, it was very in our comfort zone. It was those with BizSpark, it was those working on our tech, it was those doing slightly more traditional things that Microsoft maybe perhaps felt more comfortable with at the time, whether it was, you know, CRMs and mobile applications and things that you're just more used to seeing. And what's been really interesting to see is the evolution of the startups that we work with. Now we work with all kinds of startups on all kinds of platforms and doing everything from hardware to software and everything in between. It can be really overwhelming at first. Microsoft has a lot going on, a lot. Whether it's through DX colleagues, whether it's through education, whether it's through citizenship, whether it's the work we do with partners, whether it's the work we do with ISVs. So my advice would be, it's gonna be overwhelming, and try not to feel like you have to do everything. Because the stronger that your MIC will be is when you decide what you're gonna focus on, based on the way I see it, two things. Based on the needs that you see in the community, but also what are you good at? I think it's okay that if the MIC manager can guide things towards what they know they have strengths in, and it means that they'll excel doing that.